Good evening, my friends, and welcome to this special breaking news update. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, and this is the most listened to political podcast in the state of Wyoming, Cowboy State Politics. Wyoming Senator Cale Case, who we affectionately refer to on this program as Nancy Case, was censured by the Fremont County Republican Party Central Committee this evening in a vote of 15-8. The censure resolution, among other things, cited Nancy's continued support for Medicaid expansion, his dissemination of false or misleading information concerning the election that was, well, not held in Laramie County, and that resulted in only 3 of Laramie County's 37 delegates being seated at the Wyoming State GOP convention that was held in Sheridan this past weekend. Let me just sum it all up for you. They censured him because he's a redcoat. In the audio I'm about to play for you, Nancy pretty much relies on his old trope of an appeal to emotion in support of Medicaid expansion, because that's the only argument that they can really make, and he does a bang-up job of it, too. You'll also hear him refer to a poll that was taken in Wyoming not that long ago, and it said that 58% of all of Wyoming citizens support Medicaid expansion. 58%? Wow, that's an overwhelming majority, and we should just pass it right now. Isn't that right, Nancy? You know what they say about statistics, don't you? That statistics lie? And, well, you know the rest of that one. According to the 2020 census, there are 581,000 people that live in Wyoming. 58% of that would be 337,000 people. Now, that's a lot. Of course, no poll would ask 337,000 people the same question. So what you do is you pick a sample of the population, you ask them a bunch of questions, and then you extrapolate the results from there. Do you know how many people they talked to in what Nancy Case refers to as this very respectable poll? 500. That's what I said. 500 people is how many people they talked to. So if you divide 500 by 581,000, that's how you calculate percentages. But of course, Nancy Case knows that because he calls himself an economist. But the answer you get, and again, this is how you calculate percentages, 0.00086. That is a really, really small number. That means in this very respectable poll, they talked to 0.08% of the Wyoming population. That's about as much alcohol as is in one of my fake beers. It's the Coors Edge of polling. So if you believe the results of this poll, you're probably drinking the leaded stuff and several of them. You see, Nancy, I can do statistics too. But there's other problems with this poll. They didn't publish the margin of error in it. You see, every poll has a margin of error, because when you ask questions of people, sometimes they don't come out all the same way. It's not just one person that's asking the questions. So you have to have some sort of margin of error. That's in, you know, on TV, when you watch all of these polls about elections and they tell you at the bottom the margin of error is plus or minus 3%, that's what they're accounting for. But in this particular poll, they didn't publish a margin of error, which means you don't know if the margin of error was 10 or 50 or 100. You just don't know. You publish those numbers for transparency in the poll. And then there's the question of who paid for the poll. Now, who would benefit from a favorable result of a poll on Medicaid expansion? Whoever could that be? Well, it couldn't be the AARP or the American Lung Association or American Lung Association, or the American Cancer Society Action Network. Well, they're all lobbyists. And then the last problem with the poll, as if the ones I've mentioned aren't enough, is the poll doesn't tell you if they contacted Republicans or Democrats or all of the above. Each credible poll gives you the breakdown between the two. Polling companies will tell you how many Democrats they contacted versus how many Republicans they contacted, because, generally speaking, Democrats are in favor of Medicaid expansion and Republicans are not. Well, Republicans not named Nancy Case. So this poll that you're about to hear Nancy Case refer to is not credible in any way, shape, or form. One more thing about this whole incident that is important to point out. The audio that you're about to listen to was provided by the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle. Now, in full disclosure, I do write a column for them, and we do some advertising back and forth. But it's an independent news source, just like Cowboy State Politics. The mainstream Wyoming media is so corrupt that they don't give you the whole story in context, like I try to do, and that the Wyoming Conservative Chronicle does. The Pravda on the Platte, the Casper Star Tribune, is owned by a Virginia company. The paper's not even printed in Wyoming. The Cowpie is owned by a billionaire that makes it his pastime to fund green energy projects. So they have an agenda. And if you paid any attention to the Cowpie recently, you'll have noticed the hard left turn they made. Case in point, Leo the leftist. And as far as the Red Star is concerned, they should probably try out NASCAR. At least they could legitimately make four left turns there, and they'd probably be better at it than the journalism they purport to put out. In any case, no pun intended, here's the audio from the Fremont County Republican Party Central Committee meeting this evening.
The resolution to censure Wyoming State Senator Cale Case. Mr. Lynn, do you want to read your resolution out loud?
I do. Madam Chair, can I have a minute ahead of time?
Absolutely. Okay.
As I stated earlier regarding Laramie County, nobody takes joy in having to discipline or call to account. But yet, it's our duty, and we must have the courage to fulfill that duty. You know, civil discourse is sometimes uncomfortable, but it's actually very necessary. Would you agree? I will say that the Cowboy State Daily article that Senator Case wrote, it fired me up. And I'm not gonna bore you with every thing I wrote, when I picked it apart. But I will tell you this, censure is not a tactic. It's not bullying. It's not rooted in hate and disparagement. Some are smirking and rolling their eyes, but I will tell you this. You work for us. Our elected officials work for we the people. The original intent of the U.S. Constitution is not an extreme platform. Speaking ill of and making accountable in a civil manner are two completely different things. Just making a few points. I've really narrowed it down here. To quote Ronald Reagan in the same speech as governor, in 1967, let no one, however, interpret, well, let me back up. The Republican Party, both in this state and nationally, is a broad party. There is room in our tent for many views. Indeed, the divergence of views is one of our strengths. Let no one, however, interpret this to mean compromise of basic philosophy or that we will be all things to all people for political expediency. Every act of government must be approved if it makes freedom. This is Ronald Reagan again in the same speech. Every act of government must be approved if it makes freedom more secure, and disapproved if it offers security instead of freedom. If our philosophy is to prevail, we must at least pledge unified support in the ultimate decision. Unity does not require unanimity of thought. With that, I will read the resolution. Whereas when an elected Republican Wyoming State Senator consistently speaks and acts in contrary to the will and consent of the governed and the Wyoming Republican Party platform, and Whereas when a Wyoming state senator spreads misinformation in the media regarding the facts and the issue of an issue in the case of Natrona and Laramie County Republican conventions, he is acting contrary to the will and consent of the governed. And whereas when a Wyoming state senator speaks on the behalf of a felon convicted of theft aggregate and larceny by Bailey to reduce sentencing, he is acting contrary to the will and the consent of the governed. Whereas when a Wyoming state senator consistently aims to expand government overreach in the case of Medicaid expansion, contrary to limited government as set forth in Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, he is acting contrary to the will and consent of the governed. Therefore, be it resolved that the citizens of the United States are the ultimate authority. Governments possess powers derived only from the consent of the governed. And that Precinct 14-1, Fremont County Republican Party, has lost confidence in the Wyoming Senator Kale case and respectfully submits to the Fremont County Republican Central Committee to censure Senator Case for subverting the will and consent of those he represents, we the people of Fremont County.
Obviously,
I signed my name, and I'm willing to stand before you because I do believe it's my duty to call to account. Thank you.
I want to set some rules for debate on this because I'm pretty sure we're going to have some. Mr. Case, you are going to be allowed to respond, first of all. I think that is fair. And we are a system where we believe in fair. Second, if you choose to address this issue, I will allow you 1 minute for your topic of debate topic. Please go in order of for and against. Those who are for, go to that side of the room. Those who are against, come to this side, please. That way, when there's no one at one side, we will know and the debate can end. Mr. Case.
Point of order, you need a second.
Thank you. May I have a second on that?
Second.
Mr. Pennington, thank you.
Madam Chairwoman.
Thank you.
Members of the precinct, people, thank you very much for allowing me the opportunity to address you tonight. I guess I'll start by saying I categorically believe the resolution is in error. I have not acted to thwart the will of the governed. The gentleman bringing the resolution isn't even an elector of mine. I have been elected by the people of Senate District 25 on quite a few occasions. They are the people that exhibit the will of the governed, and they have the opportunity to turn me out at every occasion. Now, with regards to specifics, I'm gonna leave the party politics alone. I do feel very strongly that we're not being as inclusive as we should be, far, far, and I think it's gonna hurt us. But I'll tell you, there's a couple things in here. I participated in judicial proceeding against a woman that was convicted of theft. I did it. I believe in that person. I think there are extenuating circumstances to that person's plight. And if you know the woman I'm talking about, you might know about the death of her son. And I sought to help that woman because I believed in her heart. And so I did testify at her court proceeding. But it's not what I testified after the sentencing phase. Let's be clear about that. After the conviction phase. First you have the conviction, she was convicted. Then it comes up for sentencing. Question was, what should her sentence be? I'm a citizen, just like all of you. She's entitled to a defense. She's entitled to ask me, either in my official capacity or individually, to help her with her defense. And if I so believe that her cause is just, I'm bound by my heart to go forward. And I did. This person is a business partner of mine and joined me in my business in Lander. She received a very stiff 5-year probation sentence. I think that's a pretty tough thing to go through. And if you knew the whole story, you would not tell me that I am subverting the will of the governed by appearing in somebody's defense in a judicial proceeding, of which we're all entitled to the best defense we can have. Medicaid expansion. I believe in Medicaid expansion. I'm going to tell you about it. But I want to start at the top. Shouldn't we listen to our Republican grassroots on Medicaid expansion? I try to listen to the Republican grassroots.
Do you know that a very reputable poll
shows that 58% of the people of Wyoming that are registered Republicans believe we should expand Medicaid? 58%. Where are you on this issue? You're not supporting the grassroots. I am. I'll tell you, I came to this after a long, torturous history of soul-searching with regard to what kind of opportunities people have in the medical field. And let me tell you, if you don't have health insurance in this modern age where you can have a nosebleed and get taken to the hospital by an ambulance that costs you $10,000 for the ambulance ride and $5,000 for the emergency room, that's not a fair system. Yes, I believe in Medicaid expansion. I'm working to support that. I will continue to bring it up. It's not unconstitutional. It does not violate Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. You should read that article. And so you should read that article, and you should read the part that's called the Necessary and Proper Clause. It's the very last part of that article. And it says Congress shall have the power to make all laws necessary and proper to carry out this. Within that same Article 1, Section 8, it talks about the general welfare. So the Necessary and Proper Clause was upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1919. And I don't remember the first part of the case, but the second part was against Maryland. And it had to do with Maryland's taxing of a national bank. And the Supreme Court ruled that a national bank, while it wasn't listed in the Constitution, was necessary and proper to carry out Article 1, Section 8. That's, and by the way, Article 1 is all about the legislative powers and the congressional powers. The Supreme Court has ruled on it. 58% of Republicans in a very reputable poll. You guys got to look this poll up. And the person that brought the poll is used to work for Craig Thomas. And the firm is, and I will leave you this, Lori Weigel conducted research in Wyoming since the mid-1990s, starting with campaigns for then-Congressional Craig Thomas, and has conducted dozens of policy and ballot measure polls in the state over the last 25 years. Conclusion. More Democrats support Medicaid expansion, but 58% of GOPs support it, with 31% strongly support it. And it's a little bit more for the Democrats. They might be ahead of us on this issue, I tell you. But anyway, it's not contrary to the will of the governed. Me testifying for someone is not contrary to the will of the governed. Me trying to make a more inclusive party that includes more of these people registered as Republicans is not contrary to the will of the governed. I stand before you. I hope you'll reject this. If you do pass it, I'm going to keep going because I believe in what I'm doing, and I stand tall. And the people in my district are going to decide whether I need to be thrown out or not. Thank you very much for the time, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Again, we'll go with four on this side and against on this side, if anyone is wanting to speak to the issue. Mr. Pennington.
Good evening, John Pennington, Shoshone, Wyoming. I stand in support of this resolution. And the reason I do is because this entire country is a wreck on account of the conga line of rhino Republicans that we have in our midst. They continually work to foul us up by working outside the constraints of the 18 enumerated powers of the Constitution of this country. Now, I don't have anything personal against you, Mr. Case, but when you accrue a score, a congressional score, a constitutional score that is higher or lower than many of your Democratic cohorts, there is a problem. We have to work within the limits of our Constitution. And there is nothing within the Constitution that says that we the people have to take and spend thousands of more dollars, entangle ourselves in countless more ways with the federal government, and create red tape just because somebody thinks they're not getting enough health care. I've had health care all my life. Now that I'm on Medicare, it's a good thing, but that doesn't mean I go use them. I go through the VA because that's who my preference is. Nobody in this country goes without health care. In any case, I stand in support of this resolution.
Mr. Brown.
I stand against this resolution regarding scores of how measures of how conservative you are. I would remind this body of the Wyoming Liberty Group. For many years, they scored legislators on their votes and whether they were, you know, liberals or conservatives. For many years, when the Wyoming Liberty Group was active, for many years, Senator Case scored number one, the most conservative legislator in the entire state. Many years. It is until just recently that the scores were dropped down by other groups. And I tell you, some of those scores I am very, very skeptical of because they don't count for no's because of bad bills. They say, it's a gun bill. If you vote no on it, then you must be anti-Second Amendment. Well, no, the bill just sucked in many cases. I would also like to point out that Senator Case, his constituency, about half of his constituency, is supposed to be provided health care by the federal government through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The federal government is supposed to reimburse the clinic. I believe it's 100%. But recently, over the last several years, they've only been reduced, you know, they've only been reimbursed by, I think it's up like 35 or 36%. Thank you.
Mr. Lynn, 1 minute.
You know, I failed to mention earlier that the representatives in this room have done a great job in the past, done some really good work. The general welfare clause, that is not for individual welfare. That is for welfare as a whole, not individual welfare. That's original intent. Thank you.
The gentleman proposing this resolution began his complaint by referencing an article that Cale had written. I wrote one too, pretty critical of the party, and if you're serious about it, I want to go down with Cale. I would be honored to be censored. Thank you.
Call the question.
Name?
Sorry, name? Jim Hillier.
Jim Hillier.
And precinct man. The question having been called.
I'll second that.
Thank you. That ends debate. I would ask for a vote. All those in favor of the censure signify by saying aye.
Yep.
Aye.
Point of order, you have to vote on closing debate.
Thank you. Thank you.
And then the question.
All those in favor of closing debate signify by saying aye. Opposed? Debate closed. And all those in favor of the censure of Kale Case, please signify by saying aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
Aye.
Can I recommend a standing vote so we know that we've got voting delegates for voting?
It will come to that, I'm sure. We're in the middle of a vote, though.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
So all those in favor again, please, and aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
No.
Only precinct people vote. Because I heard from one who is not a precinct person, I am going to ask for a standing vote, please. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Excuse me, by standing.
I'm a proxy, too.
Okay. Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. The motion carries.
The only thing you didn't hear in there was the vote totals. The vote ended up being 15-8 in favor of censuring Senator Kale Case. Have a good Tuesday, and we'll talk again tomorrow where we have the interview with Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.